This is John Walden. We welcome you to our Bible study time, 2 Corinthians chapter 3. We're studying a section now that has to do with the true servant of Christ and how we should serve the Lord in His way. Well, whenever you think of service, you of course introduce lordship. The Lord Jesus Christ was the true servant. He was totally in subjection to His Father. Now, He was not inferior. Positionally, they were equal. They were co-eternal, co-equal. But the Lord Jesus assumed the place. He took the place of being a servant. He took the place of subjection to His Father, and He lived on this earth as God and man combined. He lived on this earth as a true servant of God. Now, you'd like to be like the Lord Jesus if you know Him. If you don't know Him, you couldn't do anything to please God, and you must receive Him as your Savior and as your Lord. But to those of you who have received Christ, you ought to want to be like the Lord Jesus. And that's what is brought in at the close of 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Now the Lord, verse 17 says, is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Christlikeness is not only desirable, it is possible. I'm not speaking of sinlessness. I'm not speaking of perfection in the sense that God is perfect, but I am speaking of Christlikeness. Now, it's presented in three ways in the New Testament, and I should like to speak of some of these others in connection with this one. When we speak of likeness to Christ, we mustn't think that this is positional likeness, because we already have the same position that He has. According to 1 John chapter 4, as He is, so are we in this world. We are sons with Himself. We have the position of sonship. We're children of God. Some of these days we're going to be physically like Him when He comes back, because we shall see Him as He is. Right now, we're thinking about moral likeness. How can I be like the Lord Jesus? How can I be the kind of servant that He was? There are three ways. Christlikeness is by crucifixion with Christ. Christlikeness is by feeding on Christ. And as we have in this chapter, Christlikeness is by occupation with Christ. Now, perhaps these are only three ways of presenting the same truth. Now let's take the first one. What does it mean to be crucified with Christ? According to the 6th chapter of Romans, and twice in the book of Galatians, and in the 3rd chapter of Colossians, we're told that this is an historical fact. We have been. It's not something that you need to aspire to. God is not asking you to experience crucifixion. You can't put yourself to death. You don't have to play dead or feel dead. But what God is asking you to do is to recognize that this has happened, and it happened at Calvary. It's an historical fact. Well, you say, how could I be crucified with Christ when I wasn't born yet? Well, how could your sins be laid on Christ when you hadn't committed them yet? And yet we're told that God made to meet on Him the iniquity of us all. And in the same way, God saw all believers as put to death at Calvary with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is not a thing to be repeated. When Paul said, I die daily, he was talking about persecution and facing death by martyrdom, not about crucifixion with Christ. I'd like to point out also that it is our old man that was crucified with Christ, not our old nature. Your old nature is just as bad as it ever was. It has not been eradicated, and you're fooling nobody by claiming this. Those who are closest to you could tell you very definitely that you show a great many marks of the old nature. But the old man is all that I was in Adam. The old way of living, all that went with my unsaved days. I now belong to a new federal head. Christ is our federal head, according to Romans 5. And the new life that we have is resurrection life. That is, it is Christ who is raised from the dead, living in us, living his life out through us. Paul said, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And he says also in Galatians 4:19 that he is travailing in pain and birth again until Christ be formed in the Galatians. So Christ will be formed in you as the energy of the indwelling Holy Spirit conforms you to Christ. You see, if you're living to please yourself, there's not going to be any appreciation or understanding of this at all. What is our part in it? Well, he tells us in four verbs in Romans 6 that we are to know it, we are to reckon it so, we are to yield ourselves, and we are to obey. And we do this from the heart, not from the law. We are delivered from the law as a rule of life, according to Romans 7. And so crucifixion with Christ simply means that our old life has come to an end, and the new life is Christ living through us by the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit. Now, Christ-likeness is also by feeding on Christ. In John chapter 6, he says that we must eat his flesh and drink his blood. Now, please don't read the Lord's Supper into John 6. It isn't there. You do not receive the body and blood of the Lord in taking the communion or breaking the bread, the Lord's Supper. It's appropriating and assimilating his death, because body and blood separated spells death. Now, this happens initially at the new birth. And so the verses 50 through 53 of John 6, the noun is in the aorist tense, which means that it is something which is once and for all, but the results continue to be true. And so when you receive Christ as your Savior, you partook of his death. You accepted him. You accepted his death and resurrection as being in your place. And he gave you eternal life, and this is once for all. But then in that same chapter, verses 54 to 57, you have the daily appropriation of Christ, feeding on him, taking him to yourself. And here, the verb changes to the present participle. And this means that we gratefully appreciate the death of the Lord Jesus, that we recognize our participation in that death with him, and then finally that we appropriate him as now living for us, because he says, as I live by the Father, so he that eateth me shall live by me. So the Lord Jesus at the right hand of God is our food. It's not simply that you feed on the Bible, but you feed on Christ as revealed in the Scriptures. And so you ought to see him whenever you read the Scriptures, all the Scriptures. The Lord Jesus said this twice in the 24th chapter of Luke. He wanted us to see himself in all the Scriptures. And we learn to appreciate his present intercession and to love his appearing as we feed on Christ. Now, in this passage, 2 Corinthians 3, he's talking about being occupied with Christ. He says that we behold or gaze upon him. And he says we do this in a glass. I know that some say this is a mirror of the Scripture, but when you look into a mirror, you see yourself. And, of course, when you see yourself, it's not a very pretty picture. But here he is talking about looking through a glass, because the glass that was used in the first century was translucent, not transparent. You could see, but you couldn't see as clearly as you'd like to see. We can't see the Lord Jesus with our natural eyes, but we can see him. We can gaze upon him through the Scriptures, and the Scriptures are the This is the glass. The scriptures themselves form the glass through which we see the Lord Jesus. Now, the work of the Holy Spirit is to occupy us with Christ, because he tells us in the 4th chapter and verse 6 that God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now, as we behold him, as we are occupied with him, this leads us to loving worship of him. Twice in the last chapter of Matthew, it says that when they saw him, they fell at his feet and worshiped him. And as we see him in the scriptures, we love him and worship him. And we become like the one whom we admire. Now, this change is called in Romans 12 a metamorphosis, just as a caterpillar is changed into a butterfly. So we are changed to become more like Christ as we gaze upon him. It's very plain from the 4th chapter of 2 Corinthians that just as our bodies gradually deteriorate, so our spirits gradually come to be more like the Lord Jesus. There is no such thing as instant spirituality through some kind of an experience or through some kind of a great service that you perform or something of this kind. The continual changing is by continually viewing the Lord Jesus, being occupied with him. Now, emotionalism doesn't enter into this at all. When we get into the following chapters, we'll see the details of this change. He will describe what changes are made in us. Have you received Christ? Are you becoming a little more like him? Our Father, we thank thee for thy Son. We pray that you'll honor him. Give glory to him as we seek to do just now, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.